your initial thought about leaving the Welsh Premier League?
Well, to be honest with you, Mark, you know, it's been a great experience, but, you know, from the club's point of view and obviously from my point of view, absolutely gutted. We can't hide the fact of that. You know, we've given a good account of ourselves under the situation. But we knew how hard it was going to be, and, you know, we knew the uphill task ahead of us. It's just obviously last Saturday was the final nail in the coffin, and obviously, you know, really, really gutted to be obviously stepping back down into the Welsh League, to be truthful.
What have you taken out of being in this league this season?
Well, if I'd be honest with you, you know, the level of professionalism of the league, on and off the pitch, you know, the commercial side of it, you know, the media side of it, something obviously you don't experience at Welsh League level. But in footballing terms, you know, I said from the off, and, you know, I said this throughout the season, I speak to other Welsh League managers, and it's a massive gulf. You know, it's huge in terms of the experience, you know, the physicality side of the game, and, you know, from a management point of view, the tactical side of the game. You know, I keep saying that you're constantly playing chess during the game. As when we were in the Welsh League, we were fairly fortunate to control most games. You know, we've been on the back end of things recently. And, you know, you're sort of trying to nullify things to sort of make them work. And you're just chopping and changing. And from a coaching point of view, it's just the 90 minutes are tied up doing that, really. Nothing else.
Now, at the early part of the season, there was hope, wasn't there? Because they were very impressive results. You were winning games. You were drawing against teams that everybody thought you'd lose against. And I suppose there must have been some hope at the start to the middle of the season. You'd certainly be okay if you pushed, got a couple of more points here and there.
Yeah, we went through a phase. I think it was, we went 5 games unbeaten through, I think it was September, early October. Obviously, you know, after about 7 or 8 games into the season, and, you know, we sustained quite a few points, which give the whole team a lift, to be fair. But then we went through a really bad period, through the November period, really, when we weren't managing to score a goal in 9 games. And looking in hindsight, I think that was sort of, you know, even for our goal difference effect, when we go 9 games at any level, not the score, then you know you're going to have certain problems. You know, we managed to overcome that. But, you know, in the main, the goals we conceded throughout this year, and, you know, I keep going back to it, you know, we say, OK, the league tables don't lie. But the reality is, the way we've conceded goals, it's been very disappointing. And there's been, you know, certain players have to take responsibility of that, because, you know, at any level of football, the goals we have conceded, you know, you can't get away with, especially playing, you know, at the best of the Welsh League football setup, you know.
There was a time, of course, that you were in the stands for a couple of games. That was probably around the period that the results weren't coming for you as well. Is that frustration, in hindsight now, something to do with what was going on as well?
Yeah, quite possibly, to be honest with you, Mark. You know, I mean, I'm learning myself. You know, I've made mistakes on and off the pitch this year, which, you know, I'd like to think it put me in better stead for the future. But like you said, I mean, the reason I got suspended, you know, I've got to be accountable for myself, and I took full responsibility because it was out of order. You know, I'm actually involved in an ongoing investigation at the moment, just in terms of, I've appealed against my sending off against Llandudno, which, you know, even to this day I still stand by, and we'd like to think that we've got good evidence to sort of back my case, so we're just awaiting, you know, the outcome of that. So, but in the main, yeah, I mean, the answer to your question is, yeah, it's a little bit frustration, but then on top of that, you know, I do think that, you know, quite a few decisions have gone against us as well, maybe because we're the small minnows, and, you know, a lot of the referee and officials are quite familiar with obviously the current teams do, the playing them year in, year out, and with the new kids on the block. And that's not sour grapes, but that's, you know, quite realistic and streetwise enough to know the situation as well, you know.
What did it feel like to see Welsh Premier League football at the Conyer Bridge Meadow? How do you think the fans took to it?
Oh, well, outstanding, you know. I mean, there's a lot of disappointment down there, and, you know, the thing is, we had, you know, 3 years playing at Welsh League, and, you know, apart from that, the club knew nothing else but other than Welsh Premier football until we got relegated. But, you know, obviously, we've worked so hard over the 3 years to get back up, you know, under financial restraints. And, you know, we can't compete with other teams, you know, but we've never really come public and said that. But that's the reality of it, you know. And then, obviously, without the geography where we are, to try and to attract better players and more experienced players, it's hard, especially in the South Wales area, when, you know, obviously, budgets and money does talk when you're trying to attract players down there, and they've got to pass your Carmarthens and your Port Talbots. And we can't compete with that. We knew that from the off. But we kept that within-house, within the club. But obviously now, obviously, we know our fate and that. But you look back in hindsight, and that is the reality of it. And, you know, you can prepare your teams and that. I mean, from a personal point of view, I've got 8 local players there, all from Pembrokeshire, which I don't think any other Welsh Premier team can boast that they got, you know, local players. But that's the nature of the beast. And also, that's what we have to do, is sort of work on a development team and bring players through in order to try and progress. And unfortunately, we've just fallen a little bit short this year.
So next season, you are in the Welsh League. With those local players that you have, bearing in mind what you've seen of the Welsh League this season, which I would argue has come up a bit as well, how do you fancy your chances?
Well, the thing is, you know, we've got a meeting in a couple of weeks' time with the board of directors and the chairman, and, you know, we'll have to have a plan and a vision of what we want to do. You know, we know certainly we want to get straight back into the Welsh Premier. Other than that, we are mindful that, you know, we've had a lot of players, especially homegrown players, who've excelled this year. And I do know that there's a lot of, you know, number of clubs who are looking at certain players. You know, obviously then it's down to them and what they want in terms of their, you know, aspirations and sort of, you know, expectations in terms of playing at certain levels. And that's down to them as players. You know, every player wants to play at the highest level. So, again, you know, I mean, we wouldn't necessarily stand in the way of, you know, helping any of these players play. And I certainly believe that 4 to 5, you'll certainly see on the Welsh Premier Circuit over the next year, whether that be with, you know, half of West County or whether it be with other clubs. But, you know, and that's only credit to them because, you know, there's certain players in our squad who are, have proven they're more than enough to cut the Welsh Premier on a regular basis.
So, final thoughts. Your high point of being in the Welsh Premier League?
Well, it's just, you know, to have the sort of recognition of it from the 3 years of working hard to get there, you know, in order to play, you know, some fantastic clubs, playing at some fantastic grounds, you know, playing against, obviously, a lot, you know, quite a few ex-professionals, you know, from my point of view, standing, you know, sort of shoulder to shoulder with other, you know, experienced managers. It's just the whole experience of it has been overwhelming and something I'm very proud of, if I'll be honest. But like you said, obviously, at the end of that, disappointment not to be involved in it next year.
And what's a specific low point, a moment where you were really sort of down on yourself?
Well, from my point of view, I think, you know, I look at certain games and, you know, I break it down, to be honest with you, Mark. And, you know, from my point of view, I think the one that sticks in my head was losing to Carmarthen, which obviously was a big local derby, 4-1. You know, obviously, we had a chance to come back in the game and we were on a bit of a bad run at the time. But, you know, like you said, your local derbies, you've got to win. You know, we've competed well in the main against, you know, certain teams. You know, last Saturday, Bangor was most probably the most disappointing, having walking up them steps at Nantporth last Saturday, knowing how much football a year later. And I remember walking up the steps of Aberdeen, you know, being delighted. And obviously knowing our fate was sort of relegation last Saturday was most probably the lowest throughout the season. Although, you know, it was inevitable, bound to happen, unless we could pull a miracle off. But when it was actually done after that game, losing 5-2 last Saturday, I go as far as saying was, for me personally, was the lowest point.
And the pressure doesn't stop. You're playing 3 games in 6 days. And although there's nothing for you to play for, arguably, there's something for your players to play for, to prove their place in the Welsh League next season. And you are playing teams definitely in the mix for 6th place.
Well, this is it. You know, we played Bangor last Saturday. You know, we played, obviously, Carmarthen on a Tuesday night. And then, obviously, we travelled the following Friday then to Aberystwyth, which, you know, it's them 3 games that, you know, them 3 teams are in the hunt for, obviously, hopefully, from their point of view, European football. But from our point of view, it's a case of, you know, we've got 4 games to go. The players need to sort of have a bit of pride in themselves, give a good account of themselves as well as half West. Because at the end of the day, you know, there's still semi-professional footballers and they're paid to do a job. And from my point of view, you know, it's like a brick. He's still got a job to finish and he's got to build that wall and we've still got to build it. So there's still work to be done. And, you know, if players go around and take their foot off the gas, then obviously that'll be sheer disappointment for myself.
And now, because you're not in this league, you're free to speak. The 2 crucial questions to ask you: who had the best food in all the other grounds and who's got the best changing rooms?
I'd most probably go as far as saying Carmarthen Town, to be fair. I'm quite impressed with their changing rooms. And the food, I can't say Bangor because we ended up in the corridor last Saturday, but I'd most probably go as far as saying Rhyl. Very impressed with Rhyl's food, in all fairness. We had a good welcome after the end. A lot of the players are complimentary of the food afterwards.
Well, a lot of people in this league have been complimentary of you, Wayne, and your desire to do the best for Haverford West. And like you say, there's quite a few players there that will certainly, I think, make an appearance in the league come what may next season. Unfortunately, they won't be doing that with Haverford West. All I will say to you, this might be the last interview we do with you on the Welsh Premier League podcast this season. Thank you for everything. Thank you to Haverford West for all the football you've given us, and all the best for next season.
Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it. And also to Jonah as well, who's been very supportive towards myself and Haverford West. And thank you both very much.